Shlomo Weiss brought.
We're up to here. Now what, well, we spoke last week, very interesting, last week we were speaking about the pickled cucumbers with your hot kegel or whatever, yeah? So we said, what's the shayla? The shayla is based on the fact that a solid item doesn't lose its heat when it gets transferred from one kegel to another. That means normally, if you've got liquid in a hot pot, for example, kegel rishon, chicken soup in the pot, and you transfer that liquid into a tureen, that is a kegel sheni. Speak about that a bit more tonight, yeah? Then you transfer from the tureen into your plate, that is a kegel shlishi. What happens is the power of chamimus, the heat, has dropped drastically. Yeah?
Has it?
It has, definitely. Because it's you'll see, it hasn't got the same kerach anymore. Tosfos says, even though the water's still boiling hot, but it hasn't got the same koyach, because the walls are not hot.
The walls
are cold. It makes it lose a tremendous koyach.
Does it make a difference that kegel sheni is hot, warm?
I'm coming to that in a minute. Yeah? You mean, if, let's say, you heat up the kegel sheni, I'm coming to that in a minute, yeah. So what happens is, let's say a person's got this, so we said that only applies by liquids, yeah, where you transfer it from one item to another, it loses its heat. If you take a hot potato, for example, out of a frying pan, and you transfer it onto your plate, some poskim want to say, the mashal and others say, nothing's happened to it. It's still got its own heat. It doesn't need a water at all. It holds its heat in the potato itself. And therefore, you can transfer it as many times as you want, but it still remains a keli rishon. Comes out a very big chumrah, according to that, that a person can't put any spices, uncooked spices, onto a hot potato. Because what's going to happen is that potato remains a keli rishon, and you can't put hot, you can't put uncooked, anything uncooked can't be put in the keli rishon. So we asked last time that chayr should be a problem. If that's true, then how can you have the moshe Yerushalmi kegel with a cucumber? Obviously, if it's touching, if it's not touching, no problem at all. We're talking about obviously when it touches. If they're different parts of the plate and it's not going to touch, there's no problem. Sorry?
You don't want a hot cucumber.
Oh, so we said the ma'aser, some possible holds a problem because of the dovagush, which the chayr is the pashtus. That's Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Vosna, Rabbi Yaakov Fisher. They say all that, that it's a problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman's got a swara, like you're saying, mentioned that Rav Shlomo Zalman says a swara to say it's okay. Now, about it's mekalkel. Normally, the hot kegel against your cucumber doesn't cook cucumber to a nice taste. It's going to make it slightly soggy, maybe, I don't know what. It's kadacha yad, it's bishul kadacha yad, it's not a normal way of cooking. It's melacha shei zricha legufa, it's loy nichale. So with all those swaros, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say that's okay. Who are din? Yeah. That would help with salads, yeah? If you've got salads with your hot chicken, hot chicken's also got in the dover gush. I'm telling you at the beginning, the moshe, you've got spices, uncooked spices. Spices, the lechoyah, is a problem. That's what someone says. That lechoyah is a problem. Uncooked spices, the lechoyah, onto a dover gush will be a problem. Yeah? That's what I said. Yeah, sorry. Someone not saying?
If they pop off the fire, they have spice in the fire.
No.
That piece of cooking, although it stays hot, outside, that's cool, inside.
Someone said this last week, I'm not sure if it's true. I must tell you, I'm not sure if you're right. It's still Yasnezbo's problem. Yasnezbo's not very hot.
It cools down,
but it's still hot. 45 degrees, not very much. I must tell you, 45 degrees, not very much. It still remains heat. Now, let's come on to this, because you all asked this about Kedah Rishon. Let's start right from the beginning. Okay, this is the halacha. It's actually a mission this year, which speaks about Kedah Rishon. The mission says, the Mishnah says, Mishnah in Shabbos, for Elvis Vagdera, someone's got a boiling hot pot. Sheviro Murusochin, he removed it while it was bubbling, boiling. Lo yitin a turkey tablet. You may not put spices into that pot. Avol noisnu turkey or a turkey tablet. If you change, you transfer the contents of that pot into a plate, the keli sheni, then you may put spices in. You're allowed to put into the plate, you're allowed to put in these spices. That means, what we're saying, it's not on a fire. When it's on a fire, zikha has to put things in. The chiddush is, even when you take a keli rishon off the fire, it still remains a keli rishon. Kol zman, that liquid, whatever it is, inside the pot, is yatsa ledes boy, which is 45 degrees upwards, that has got into the keli rishon. And no uncooked food can be put in there. Nothing. Because a keli rishon has got a tremendous power of heating, and therefore we do not allow to put any uncooked food into this pot. We see what you can put into there, yeah? But uncooked food may not be put into a pot, a kedrishin. And I say, even if it's not on a fire, it's been taken off the fire. So it's not got the fire stopped. A kedrishin can mean anything which was heated up by a fire, electric, in the oven. It was directly associated with us. So Tom's got a baking pan. He puts it in the oven. He's got potatoes baking. Those potatoes are on the pan, are called kedrishin. This urn over here, this one over here, the elements inside, the water inside it is a kedrishin. Anything which is directly heated by fire or that sort of way, someone puts something in a microwave, I mean, okay, you've got a problem because you can't open it on Shabbos, but all these things, a frying pan, a pot on top of a blech, even though you've got a blech there, it's directly, the fire is underneath it, anything like that is called a kedrishin. Okay? And that's got a tremendous power of heat. Let's make it simple for the time being. Let's say you empty out the water from here into this keli over here. This is called a keli sheni. Now, Chaim asked was a good question. Let's say I do that. I put water into here. It's a keli sheni. Then I empty the cup out and I refill it. Now here the walls are hot from the previous water.
Yeah,
this foam is a bit better. Even so, even with this cup, it's the same thing. All the same. This always remains a kedush. It's a kedush, yeah? That means even though I've put hot water in, I've emptied out the hot water, and I refill it, it still remains a kedush. Kedush is that the walls have not been heated directly by fire. So here, it's been heated by water, but that wasn't directly heated by fire. This has got a din of a kedush. If I pour now this cup over here into here, this now is a kedush shlishi. Okay, we'll see what different dinim it's got. And that is a keli sheni. Now, I've missed out. Keli shlishi. This is a keli shlishi. So, keli rishon, the one that's on the fire. And the chilishes of keli rishon, even when I take her off the fire, calls the man, it's yad sederis boy, it's got a din of a keli rishon. Doesn't lose it. You can't lose a din of a keli rishon. I transfer the concepts from here into here, it's called a keli sheni. I transfer the concepts from this keli sheni into here, it's called a keli shlishi. Now, I've missed out, really, two parts over here. And that is, let me say, for example, let's say I put a carrot in here, a raw carrot. I go on to my keli rishon, I turn the tap on. That is called iri keli rishon. That is a jet of a keli rishon which hits the food from a keli rishon. It's a direct jet that comes from a keli rishon.
If what?
Yeah, that's a chilek. If the water's in there first, then that's called a keli sheni. I put the carrot in, it's going into a keli sheni. If I put the carrot in first there, and the water hits directly onto the carrots, that's an iri keli rishon. If the water will hit, let's say, the sides of the wall, maybe, and then run down, that could be a keli sheni as well.
It's
all connected. This is all connected. It's got the same heat. Everything that comes out of it is called a keli rishon. And as it comes out, it's called iri keli rishon.
Using the example of carrots, but it's not called.
Yeah.
Coffee,
yeah, I'm not sure. I want to make it very simple. I'm going to come into exactly what happened, what you can. Yeah. So, divided, we've got a few stages of keli. You've got keli rishon. You've got iri keli rishon. That's the jet of water that comes out. Then you've got here. This is the keli sheni. Then you've got iri keli sheni. I've got a raw carrot into here, and then I've got keli shlishi. Yeah. That's very simple. All this really, because they really go down into groups. A keli rishon is the worst, obviously. Iru keli rishon is a machlokas, what it is. We are machme. We hold iru keli rishon is the same as a keli rishon. So you've got the same problem as you've got, which we're going to see in a keli rishon. Iru keli rishon is the same problem. So you can't, whatever you can't do in a keli rishon, you can't do iru keli rishon onto either. You can't let that go. Keli sheni is another stage. That's level number two. So you've got keli rishon and iru keli rishon go together. Then you've got keli sheni, is level number two, and iru keli sheni and keli shlishi are the same. Those are the three levels. You've got once more, keli rishon and iru keli rishon. I must say, iru keli rishon is a bit worse, because keli rishon cooks mamish. It cooks the whole item. Don't put the raw carrot into a keli rishon, the whole carrot gets cooked. Iru keli rishon can't cook the whole thing. It's called keli klipa. It cooks the outer surface, a thin layer gets cooked. It doesn't make a difference. Practically speaking, you must cook anything on Shabbos, yeah? So, practically speaking, keli rishon and iri keli rishon are both also to do. Keli sheni is level number two. And then you've got iri keli sheni and keli shlishi, which go together.
Yeah, but
Yeah, irrigated shein is more weight. And that's the big mathematics, but irrigated shein has got a much lower level, it's got the same as Kedish Rishon. Okay, so let's see what now. What can you put into Kedish Rishon? So Lamosh, let's say you take your chicken soup off the fire and you want to put something into it. So that's clear. Anything that's not been cooked cannot be put into Kedish Rishon. There's no question about that. Anything uncooked may not be put into a Kedish Rishon, because a Kedish Rishon has got tremendous power, and therefore coals and mud has got a heat of Yad Selezbur. You may not put anything into your Kedish Rishon. Anything uncooked may not be put in a Kedish Rishon. So I'm thinking, what can you put in a Kedish Rishon? Marshall, someone's got lokshen, for example. We spoke about this a few days ago. Someone's got lokshen in the fridge, which he cooked up before Shabbos. So it's already been cooked. That may be put into your hot chicken soup. Because ein bishel acha bishel can't be cooked again. Once the food item has been cooked, you can't be recooked. And therefore, this lokshen could be put into your hot soup.
Salt.
Salt isn't easy. I must tell you, till last week, I thought all our salt is cooked. And therefore, since our salt has been cooked, practically, really, it shouldn't be a problem to put it into your... into your Kedish Rishon, which is not on the fire at all, yeah? However, someone sent me an email last week. I didn't have a chance to check it up, everything. But he sent me from one of these companies. I've never heard of them, it's called, it looks like a company called Without Prejudice. I'm not sure if it's a joke, but I don't know what. So anyway, the company writes back to him, in regards to your letter, our best in salt is pure vacuum salt and is not cooked or pre-treated in any way. It's not cooked. Now, I phoned up a few months ago. I want to check it up again. The ones that I phoned up told me all their salt is cooked.
It's different
kind of salt. Could be. The health one, I must say, in the health shops, as far as I remember, the health shops, their salt is not cooked. But the general salt, the Saxon salt, as far as I remember, I can't remember which company I phoned up, I'll have to look at it sometime. As far as I remember, our salt is cooked, and therefore that should not really be a problem. The only issue which we're going to see could be a problem, and anyone think, why could salt be a problem? What? Zomim, let's see, not doing me a dime. Okay, I'll tell you in a minute why it could be. Some people are machin of a sort not to put in the Kedish Rishon. But the Ma'aseh L'Chayim, that's what should come out. In the Kedish Rishon, which is not on the fire, any solid food that's been cooked is allowed to be put into that thing. So someone's got potatoes in the fridge, which he cooked before Shabbos, and they're cold, and he wants to heat them up. He's got boiling hot water on the fire, takes it off the fire on Shabbos. He drops his potatoes, which have been cooked before Shabbos, into this pot. Nothing wrong. 100% out. It's, you're cooking something which was once previously cooked. Ain't bishlach a bishl, no problem. Chazor is another problem. Yeah, you have to know about putting it back on the fire. That's what I'm saying. It's, let's keep it simple. It's off the fire, and therefore, in that way, there's no problem at all. What else can you put in there? So I'm going to sort of minute what the problem could be. What? Well, our pepper's not cooked. That pepper? Well, those don't be cooked. Pound pepper doesn't be cooked. Most of these things, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, I don't know for definite, I wouldn't have thought it would be cooked. Yeah, sugar's also cooked, but our sugar pasta is also cooked. But generally, vegetables like this are not cooked. I wouldn't have thought it's not cooked. So what else can you put into a Kedish Rishon? Really nothing else. With a Kedish Rishon, which is not on the fire, the only thing you can do is cook. Oh, the other thing you can put into a Kedish Rishon, not on a fire, is lamosha. We spoke about this before. Let's say someone's got some soup, which he was served, and it's still warm, and he wants to keep it hotter. So he wants to pour it back into his pot. He's allowed to. Because we said liquid, which was hot, cooked, fully cooked, hot, it's come down, but it's still warm, it's still servable. Ein bishl acha bishl b'dovel acha, it's still warm. So you could pour that back into your Kedish Rishon if you wanted to. What? Canadles is a solid, so that's okay. That you could put into your Kedish Rishon. You've got canadles in your fridge, which are cold. You could put that into your boiling hot soup, your Kedish Rishon soup. That's a problem, a rabbinical problem. There's a problem to put a cold food that wasn't on the fire before Shabbos, put it on Shabbos, that could be problematic. Well, was it in the fridge or not in the fridge?
No, it's
been cooked. What have you got?
Soup.
Chicken soup with canadas in.
Yeah, nothing in
there. Chicken soup by itself. Took it off.
And then you put it back on
hot. Oh, yeah, if you've got certain conditions, you have to hold it, you have to have a man to put it. That's one of the conditions of Chazal.
That's what you just said now, that
you can say that. Yeah, Minatoria. Minatoria is no problem. Chazal came along and made rabbinical gazeras that were worried about people doing things wrong, so they made certain gazeras that you have to do certain conditions before you're allowed to. Quite right, Minatoria is no problem, what you say. But midrabbanon, chazal were worried in certain cases they didn't need to do it. Yeah, quite right. Minato is no problem at all. But midrabbanon, they were worried.
Put out a piece of silver for the cover in there.
In where?
In the suit. Get hot.
My friend, you might have a problem there. What's his problem?
Should I feel,
yeah.
Just because that was on our plate, what?
Yeah, but that's a good problem. That's a problem to Kedirishin. You can't put the Kedirishin. Yeah, you can't do the Kedirishin either. So you're saying you can't put it in foil and put it in. Oh, sorry, you can't do it. Yeah, you can't do that. So Kedirishin is really more or less everything's out, really, yeah? Irik Kedirishin is more or less the same thing. It's all the same halachas, there's no difference really. So you can pour your hot water on to cook lokshin, because the same as you can do the Kedirishin, you can do Irik Kedirishin with, yeah? Exactly the same halachas, whatever you can do, that you can do. A Kaylee Shaney now is a bit more.
If you've got your plate, you put your lotion in there, you take the plate, put the soup onto the plate, with the lotion.
That's been cut already. You could do even, you could pour even direct. Lox has already been cut, it's even more quality, yeah? It's even better. A Kaylee Shaney is already better. A Kaylee Shaney, really, according to Gomorrah, a Kaylee Shaney can't cook anything, really. However, the Maestro Mishnah Berurah brings down that we are not sure which foods cannot be cooked. So very interesting, Mishnah Berurah says we have to take on that almost all uncooked foods cannot be put in a Kaylee Shaney. Because we don't know, we're not experts anymore, we've lost the touch of what can, what can't. So only what the Gemara says is no problem is allowed. Water, for example, can be put in a Kaylee Shaney. Someone's got a hot tea, boiling hot tea, for example. He takes water from an urn, he puts it into here. It's boiling hot, it's Kaylee Shaney. It's too hot for him to drink, he goes to the tap, he puts a bit of cold water inside. That cold water can get cooked up. That's mutter. Cold water is one of the examples of something which cannot get cooked in a Kaylee Shaney. Water, what? Oh, milk's been an interesting question. Yeah, water. I just wrote down. Let me see what else we wrote. There's a few examples of things that are not cooked in a Kaylee Shaney. Water is one of them. I think ginger. And what else? Was it something else as well? I've forgotten what it was. I've got from the notes here.
Not coloured.
Water, olive oil, ginger, and cinnamon. Those are the things which cannot get cooked in the Kaylee Shaney. So you can put olive oil in the Kaylee Shaney, you can put ginger in the Kaylee Shaney, and cinnamon. Those things apparently can't get cooked in the Kaylee Shaney. Everything else, which Rural says, is we have to worry it can be cooked in the Kaylee Shaney. That means you can't put a tomato in the Kaylee Shaney, a carrot, potatoes, raw carrots, raw tomatoes, all these things you can't put in the Kaylee Shaney. It might cook very slightly. You might not think it cooks, but it might cook very slightly. Very thin level might cook. Potato in the stomach also, if you think. Probably also won't cook. The mice, we have to be mackerel. We don't know, we're not experts, and therefore we treat every food in the Kaylee Shaney not to be put. Sugar's also cooked. Yeah. In a Kaylee Shaney, you're allowed to put a liquid that's cooled down. A liquid that was once cooked and has cooled down, it's mamish cold, you can put in a Kaylee Shaney. So the moshel, for example, milk, in inverted commas, which has been pasteurized, let's say we take on that's been cooked, and you want to put it into your cup of coffee, that is, if you put it into a Kaylee Shaney, that milk is allowed. Even though the milk's cold, but in a Kaylee Shaney, we're lenient with liquids. And we hold a liquid cannot get cooked, which was previously cooked, even though it's cold, you can put that into a Kaylee Shaney. Yeah, that's the problem. Anything which has not been cooked before, you may should not put in a Kaylee Shaney.
Honey.
Honey's not been pasteurized. Most of the shop honey has been pasteurized. Yeah, cool. So that's better. It's been cooked already. That's much better already, yeah? First of all, it might be a solid. The pasteurized has been cooked, pasteurized. That's already better. The last level is a Kaylee Shlishi. Now, a Kaylee Shlishi really is very, very weak. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that there are certain things, let me read examples. Raw eggs and certain salty fish can be cooked even in a Kaylee Shlishi, it looks like. And therefore, that may not even put in a Kaylee Shlishi. There's a question where tea leaves fit into. Do tea leaves also fit into this level? Speak about this another time. Can tea leaves be cooked in a Kaylee Shlishi? But kids, so what are we coming out with like this? A Kaylee Rishon, which is off the fire, really any cooked solid food can be put in. A liquid, which is still warm from its previous heat, also, there's no problem to put it into your Kaylee Rishon, which is not on a fire. A Kaylee Shaney, a second degree, a Kaylee Rishon is not the same thing. A Kadesh Sheni, strictly speaking, is much more lenient. And there's certain things that I've got no problem at all. Water, olive oil, ginger, and cinnamon, even though not being cooked, can be put into a Kadesh Sheni. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, all other foods that have not been cooked, we are worried they can get cooked in a Kadesh Sheni, and therefore we do not allow it for uncooked foods in a Kadesh Sheni, or uncooked liquids. If they've been cooked before, even though they're cold now, even liquids which are cold, you can put in a Kadesh Sheni. In a Kadesh Shlishi, that's much more, much better. Most foods do not get cooked in a Kadesh Shlishi, with the exception
of... Well,
yeah, yeah, but the water, yeah, it's true, it's very, very hot, but it hasn't got a current to cook. So he just says that about the walls... About the walls haven't got the heat, they can't do it. One thing I just want to tell you, that sugar and salt is an interesting question. Really, I said you could put it in a Kadesh Rishon, because it's a solid. So it's been cooked, no problem. The only thing that some people discuss, as a Shai Mishnah Berurah, is that when the sugar melts, it becomes a liquid. So do you look at it as a Dover Lach or Dover Yovish? If it's a Dover Yovish, you can put it in a Kadesh Rishon, which is not a fire. If it's a Dover Lach, a liquid, then you're going to put it in a Kadesh Sheni. Okay, more about it. Well, that's it.